Wanted to get you in the mood, relax you, because we're talking about summertime adult beverages. And if your drink of choice is the Aperol Spritz, well, you're not alone. In fact, the makers of Aperol at Campari have you right where they want you. Over the last year, the makers of this Italian liqueur have done an aggressive marketing campaign to the point that there's a shortage this summer. Yes, that's right. Joining me today to talk about this, and if we've seen something like this before, is Tyler Armstrong, a bartender at the Mode Lounge in downtown Boise, Ray Horman, Deputy Director for Procurement and Distribution at the Idaho Liquor Division, and our own Matt Gillum, our alcohol correspondent. But
thank you, Gemma.
Matt is the one who brought this to my attention. But I do want to start with you, Ray. And have we seen something like this before when something becomes popular that all of a sudden you can't find something?
Well, we do see trends like this from time to time, and as we know that as you kind of migrate to Idaho, we're not the biggest market, so we tend to see some of these trends coming in other markets, and we try to get a kind of ahead of the curve on some of these trends. And I think that we do a great job as a division getting ahead of most of these trends that we see coming our way.
Did you see this coming? Because as you talked about, I mean, a lot of times you see these East Coast to West Coast trends, and we know last year Campari did a huge marketing campaign on the East Coast with Aperol. So did you see this, trickling to the West Coast?
Yeah, we've kind of had our eye on this for a couple years, really. Our supplier partner from Campari kind of showed us the Aperol Spritz about a couple years ago. And we've been working in that time to really bring sparkling wines and Prosecco into our stores, which we recently were able to list. And so right now we're featuring the Aperol Spritz because we now have those Proseccos and sparkling wines available in our stores.
And then, Tyler, from your standpoint as a bartender, have you seen an uptick in people asking for, not maybe just the Aperol Spritz, but more of these, kind of lighter sparkling drinks? Did you see it last summer, or is it all of a sudden this summer?
Saw it a little bit last summer, but it's definitely this summer it's picked up. Lots of people are asking not just for the Aperol Spritz, but a lot of the time they're like, hey, can you make us a house spritz, something that, just a small spin on it. They like cocktails that are a little bit lower in alcohol. Mm. You can drink them, more frequently and hang out all day. And
especially with summer, with the heat, that there's a difference in what people are imbibing in.
Absolutely. And, Aperol, as far as Aperol goes, it's not just the spritz that it's used in. All the bars around town right now are using it in different cocktails because it, it pulls a different flavor, that it breaks down something that's sweet and pulls a bitterness mm-hmm. level to it that's nice, but not quite as strong as, say, Campari.
And this is an Italian liqueur. And if people haven't had it before, kind of explain it. It's got it's a beautiful orangey color.
Yeah, so it's a orange-red, very vibrant color, has a rhubarb flavor to it, and like a burnt orange almost, lightly burnt orange, and sweet, a little bit refreshing, leaves a light bitter flavor on your tongue, lasts with you. So some people like to just drink it on its own even.
Oh, interesting. And then, Matt, you've actually kind of done some groundwork for us, because in all seriousness, I mean, you can't find this. So you've gone around, and there really is a shortage, at least in certain liquor stores.
Yeah, I mean, there are some liquor stores, the downtown Boise one, which is the one that supplies a lot of the bars, they have it. I mean, or they'll hold it back for the bars. It's there sometimes. But I mean, the one in my neighborhood I went to, I know that you also were doing some homework and went out to your local store.
Look, I do all kinds of research, and I had to do research on this.
I'm glad that we're both dedicated.
Right, we are.
Exactly. So we went, but I went out to the one near my house, and they just flat out said, we don't have it. It comes in, and for maybe a day or two we will. People, because they know it's in short supply, buy more bottles than normal. And they said, yeah, we know that there's a shipment coming, and it's either going to be here sometime between now and mid-August.
And in all seriousness, I mean, there was an article in the New York Times just last week about this whole campaign and marketing campaign that Campari did because they own Aperol. And it was almost like it's gone too well. And have you seen that? Is that what you're seeing from the liquor division? Is that, oh, okay, it's hard to get right now?
Yeah, it's actually performing really well for us. Over the last rolling 12, it's up 74%+, which is...
No, rolling 12, is that the 12 months?
Okay. Yep. So it's, you know, a very nice uptick from where it was last year. And some of that is the Campari team and their marketing campaigns that we're seeing across the nation, and us also now being able to carry sparkling wines and Prosecco. And we currently have the Aperol Spritz as a featured cocktail solution on one of our innovation pods in our retail stores. So you couple both of those things and you kind of see that the growth just continues to drive it.
Well, Ray, you said that it's up 74% in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just perfectly goes with I just saw a statistic today. It's up 48%. Aperol sales are up 48% from last summer. So, I mean, think about that one
campaign nationwide.
Yeah. So think about that one campaign. It's going like gangbusters. It's incredible. And especially for Idaho, because, I mean, we were talking a little bit before coming in here. You know, it is just a thing here that we are sometimes a little bit behind the trends. It takes a while for it to trickle out here to get to here. Yet here we are with the rest of the country in the midst of Aperol summer, just... You know, it's hard to find. It's in short supply. 74%. That's incredible.
And Ray, do you see something like this? Do you have any, you know, word on the street about any other product that is going to have some type of push like this? I mean because I would assume you look at trends close to a year out in what you do.
Yeah. I mean, there isn't anything that's on our radar that we see that's as big as this, but we are shown different consumer trends on a regular basis from our supplier partners and their category management teams on what the rest of the nation is seeing, things that they're testing in other markets that we see will potentially be available in Idaho. And we kind of keep our eye on it and see how it's doing and then, you know, make sure that we're as far ahead of it as we can be if we want to get behind it.
And Tyler, from your standpoint, I mean, being a mixologist, I mean, what happens when you run out? Is there a good substitute for this or do the bars just not run out?
Oh, no. I mean, we run out and it's, you know, it's not just Aperol we're running out of. It happens on occasion. Right now we have mezcal. There's a couple mezcals that are hard for us to find that, you know, I put on the menu and all of a sudden they've flown
and
off
no
the
more
shelf,
on the menu, yeah.
Right? But you know, there's always substitutes. You know, for example, something, you know, it's kind of in between Campari and Aperol is another aperitivo that's called Cappelletti. It's a little bit more herbal in flavor, and it makes an incredible spritz, and there's plenty of that on the shelves.
So yeah. Try that if you can't find the Aperol, right? Right,
yeah,
right.
You always need a backup.
Well, is it kind of fun in what you do in the sense that, I mean, it's not just, you know, you pour a drink. I mean, there really is kind of a science behind it. And so when you do run short of something, is it fun to kind of find something that works in its place?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of, like, that's probably the best part of my job is, you know, not running out of the things,
right.
But being able to, you know, sit there and create and come up with new, you know, new flavor profiles based on all the different spirits that we have, because we do have like almost unlimited amounts of spirits here. So it's been really fun.
Well, and I just find it a fascinating thing that you know, in Boise, Idaho, is just the Treasure Valley in general, that we're at a point where we see a shortage in something like this, because that wasn't the case, I would say, 10 years ago. So it's interesting to see. But thank you so much for coming in. I'm getting the wrap, and too bad it's Monday and not a Friday. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the shortage of Aperol. I know so many of you are going to run out to the liquor stores now and look for it, or order it the next time you go out. I want to thank my guest today, Tyler Armstrong, a bartender at the Mode Lounge in downtown Boise, Ray Horman with the Idaho Liquor Division, and our own Matt Gillum with Boise State Public Radio News. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.